Again, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Paul V, and he's from the Green Mountain area in Vermont. Hey,
yay, Paul.
Good morning, I'm an addict named Paul.
I'm
just grateful to be here in Ocean City, Maryland, right? I come out of the Green Mountain area, which is in the state of Vermont, covers two states, covers the southern non-shoreline of New Hampshire, links over into three-quarters of the Vermont state into the southern half to the Massachusetts border. And that puts me in the ABCD region, which incorporates another seven areas that spans huge, and that puts me in the northern New England zone. I'm just grateful to be clean today in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I came to Narcotics Anonymous and someone told me to read this book, right? And to read What Could I Do after I read Who's an Addict, and there was a line in there, and I believe, like I was taught, that you should start with a piece of literature because the literature is the closest thing we have to God, right? And that is the truth. And it said in here that we learn that service to others will get us out of ourselves, and that the work, because I'm really like self-centered, so I needed to get out of myself, right? So service to others, that was a big key for me, you know, and it says that the work we begin is simple actions like emptying ashtrays, coffee making, cleaning up, setting up for meetings and opening meetings and chairing meetings and passing out literature and doing these things will help me feel a part of. And I read that and it rang true, right? And you know, and I got clean in my area, and I wanted to be a drug and alcohol counselor. We all do that, right? Like, you know, we come in and get 30 days clean, and I'm going to help somebody, and I don't even know really what the disease is, right? But I got involved in Narcotics Anonymous. So my town, what I did do through college, because I'm not professional in any way, that I was able to do through the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous by carrying this life-saving message into our community. Right, the guy that robbed and cheated in my hometown for 20 years is able to contact professionals and go into treatment facilities and get us in the door and set meetings. You know, the problem is that I do get a little renegade, so when I bring in a PR in, right, now I got to sit a committee with H&I and let them help out for the fruits of the labor that I went in and did the hard work. And I don't like to give up that control sometimes. But in the first tradition, it tells me that I need some unity and look at the opposing points of view, right? And in our area, so like our budget, our PR budget is like $1,000 a year. I am the professional contact. And that's pretty easy to do because I think our PR committee sits with three. And that same three is our H&I subcommittee. That same three is our area service. And I used to complain about that, but the really cool thing about it is all the things I could do, and I didn't have to go outside of Narcotics Anonymous to get recovery, and there were spots for me to serve in there. Right? And my willingness to lay rubber to the road has caused me to reach out farther and into our region, and our region doesn't have a PR committee, so then before I go up the next line of chain and I go into a zone, I got invited into a zone through a Merle, and they passed some ideas to me, and with these ideas I was able to put them through a committee. And then the first time in 7 years in Green Mountain area, we had our first PR table at a Fed Up rally, right? And it wasn't one of affiliation, but it sure was cooperation to get this message to the front lines. And what I learned out of that is when it says drug problem, people walk by your table because they're scared. Right? So we had to tone the signs back down and use our meaningless holders, right, that says no addict need die to the horrors of active addiction. We seem to get more people come to the table that way. We print a meeting list. There's 40 meetings in our meeting list. And the only thing I get funded from my area is a community resource we use, right? We got a big problem with MRT or whatever you want to call it. I have some experience with that. I lost 10 years of my life. That's just my deal. But we got that new pamphlet, right? And we use that real well. So what really gets me is we were called by the local hospital that we have, which is the same hospital that uses the clinic. And a lot of times when we're individuals in these rooms, we have really bad opinions, or at least I do, about what clinics do. And what kills me is when I sit in my home group with seven people in the clinic, seats 520 in a two-hour window in the same town, and how are we not effectively carrying this message to bridge these gaps that we have? Right? And so I got a hold of them with a member, right? Because I got a PR handbook and I got not too many people to guide me, right? And it says don't ever go in alone. And then I was shared with someone through Zono. They shared Greater New York's with me. And then I sat down at home, and it's really helped my personal recovery. And I got in there, and I don't know, but I'm willing to ask, and I'm willing to show up. I also dipped off with the H&I spot, right? And everybody wants to do H&I, and what I thought, so the problem wasn't me. If you got 43 criminal convictions, it's pretty hard to get clearance in a facility. Especially when you go into state prisons where they draw your blood, they take hair follicle things, they put you through an orientation to get into the New York state prison systems. Right? But I did that for the experience, and I am cleared through the grace of God to go in six facilities that I drive 3 hours. Right? And, that's only through the grace of God. But in the midst of that, I found my nook in PR. Because there's something about that, standing behind that table, right, that you're set up or you're helping on that website or someone calls you or a professional that's fully trained, right, and I'm not coming at them with ego, but they're asking for me, how can Narcotics Anonymous help? Help us. Help this person. Right? And what is it that you guys do? So I had to bring it back to the basics in our area, and we set, and My girlfriend is a PR chair in our area, and she really helps me. We go a lot of places together. So we've done like 7 presentations to a treatment facility. We just got ourselves into the 4th floor at a lockdown psych ward that Narcotics Anonymous, they never even knew we were there. They never even knew that we were a valuable resource in our community. They were sending other people to other places. Right? So we were able to do that. And I learned that off a Zoom format, right? That I was invited because I took my own dollar and went to Merle to a service convention because it told me I needed to become part of, right? And I went there and I got some numbers, and then from there it just stemmed even farther. So then they talked, so I got this idea, right? I got to be careful because sometimes I get ideas and I don't know if they're diseased, so I got to bounce these things off because I can run renegade into PR and then make myself look the fool on the front lines. Right? I got to remember, everything must go through a committee because when it goes through a committee, there's funding. When it goes through a committee, it's done with 2 people. Right? And these are just what I'm learning. And we were able to, we put meeting lists. We got really nice meeting list holders in Vermont. We've done 7 presentations in the last 2 years. We've been invited back several times. We've spoke to 2 treatment facilities, which has opened us up into a psych meeting, which I actually meet on the 18th because I was here, so I couldn't meet with the lady to bring the H&I conference call. Now don't forget to get my H&I guy. He's got to come 4 hours from the other side of New Hampshire to meet at the Rutland Hospital with us, right, to sit there and hash this out. So we're willing to compromise, and the lady was willing to conference call them in because we're so spread out in the rural area, right, like rural recovery. So what I did find out, though, is that, so we get a convention once a year, and on that Friday, you know, as an addict that I am, I want to think and get my biggest bang for my buck, so let's put on a service learning day, right? So what I did is what I got to remember, that I don't have to think of any of this stuff. It's already been created by the predecessors and their hard-won experience. We got Western Service Learning Days. And then there was all this talk about what NAS does, don't do, and we don't have enough time to get into that. But I can tell you, I made a phone call to the NAS office, Bob at NAS, and they sent us $1,000 worth of free literature. Put that down, right? Put that down in the middle of an FIPT mess that everybody mother-umping it on Facebook, that when I call, they're sending representation, free charge, well, 7th tradition, right? So no questions asked. $1,000 worth of folders of any literature that I wanted. And so we'll have 450 professionals in our main convention hall on a Friday. So then what I did also, because I reached out and asked for help, right, because I was thinking I can get overwhelmed, I contacted the region, and the region, because we don't have PRs willing to send their AD, their AD is willing to help me set up. And in the midst of that, I'm willing to go and house them when they host Zone. You know, but all this happened through a Zoom platform, through a Zone that everybody's petrified about when we say Zones. Right? But the ideology of this little guy in the backwoods of Vermont, just fighting to get a day clean and not want to sit in a home group with 4 people, is able to carry the life-saving message, and our meetings have grown to 30 plus. Through the PR efforts. And it talks about that in the PR handbook. Sometimes what we see, I'm not good at quoting it perfect. I just woke up this morning, I barely picked up a razor, and I got this thing, right? And here I am at Ocean City. I come here to be fed with these great speakers and to get some really basic text, old school recovery. and hear this life-saving message. And like Narcotics Anonymous, man, this PR thing has blown my mind, and I find it much more rewarding than any H&I commitment that I ever fulfilled. And what I had to go back in is, in my mind, I sat back and I looked, did you realize that when we do a presentation to a table of professionals, each one of those professionals talks with a minimum of 9 clients a day. If I can hold a public image of what Narcotics Anonymous does, right? They're referring minimal to 8 people a day through one professional times 45 days a week, right? Now I go in and do an H&I commitment to a guy doing a nickel, right? When he comes out, he might come back, right? And carry this message with me. But the difference is my bang for the buck by educating the professionals of what we do. And so when they come in and we tell them, you're on maintenance, you're not clean, right? The difference is we didn't inform the professionals about their use of Narcotics Anonymous language. Like what the word clean means, right? In a loving way. Like what the word recovery means. And what other words are that didn't even apply to those people, so you're giving them misinformed information. And you wonder why your recidivism rate is high. I was caught in that system for a long time. And these are some things that I've helped in a niche, man. I don't know nothing. I'm on this journey and this PR. And really the reason why I'm so involved is because there's holes. And I got to learn how to make service attractive. It's funny, we come in this convention yesterday. I was here since Wednesday. And I knew, like, everybody's telling me the rooms are going to be full. So the first thing you do is look up a tradition meeting, because my experience of all the conventions I've been, no one ever attends them. So I knew I'd find a seat in a traditions meeting. And the room was actually packed. Because, see, I need to learn how to get along with you guys. See, I can sit home with a step guide, try to learn how to get along with me, but I don't know how to apply that to get along with you, and services taught me that. And PR's been my niche. And I'm open to any suggestions. I have information. If you could show me, like, I was connected with, there's a few gentlemen down in Jersey. They're doing huge. They just gave, like, $8,000 worth of literature to Drug Court. And to watch that is golden, man. That is absolutely golden. You know, I can't even get a basic text from my subcommittee to bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and these are the things. And I think, and the reason why is because we don't see the efforts that PR can bring. Right? You know, we think that when we bring thousands of dollars worth of literature into an institution, that it's great. But we don't see that PR is what makes that connection to get us into that institution. And then I was sitting there in a PR committee at a regional level, and they said, oh, they don't want to talk to us in there with that. And I'm thinking, well, let me get a hold of them and let PR work its way, and we'll get back into that facility. And we were able to open up a meeting in a youth facility in Hudson, New York. You know, and that's only because of PR efforts. Because the H&I guy, when he goes, they might have offended him or whatever. You know, and PR is very important to me, and I see the value of it. You know, they only gave me 10 minutes. You've heard enough about me. It's really early this morning, right? I'm telling you that we do recover in the rural areas of Vermont. Yeah. It requires me to go on websites and study your hard-won documentation that the people before me laid down. Because I don't have time to reinvent the wheel. Do you know? I just got to use it. You know, PR is amazing. I hope to be much more involved. We just launched and we went to a phone line. And that's what I sell. So what I got to look at, right, really quick, is that what I had to look at when I come to sit down with a group of professionals that run off big grants out of SAMHSA, right, and all this other stuff, the SAMHSA or whatever. They're running on big grants. Big Pharma's got big grants. And I got to come with what I have strengths. Right? What are my assets in the PR committee that I have? I got a helpline that's 24/7 with a live addict on the other end. Through a really good reaching out and networking, we were able to do that for like $22 a month now. Right? Versus the $70 and like 32 cents a minute. I get involved in that. I don't really care about the money, but I like to know because I get asked on that, and I don't like to feel inadequate when I don't have the answer. You know, I don't have all the answers, but I know where I can find them, the predecessors. You know, our meeting list, we were able to, there's this thing, there's a guy, I can tell you what happens through Zoom, which you guys might not think about, but we're moving. Like, it tells us in our thing that today we are much more fortunate. And we really are. This social stuff, this social media, maybe not Facebook, but we got some platforms that can move this message across the world that is unbelievable. like we got a code off a guy that registered as meetingless, okay, in California, that cut our cost of printing our meetingless from 17 cents a piece to 2 cents. That sale right there has reformed and pushed in our H&I budget that we're able to bring more literature. And that was all just from reaching out, word to mouth, ideas. You know, I'm open to anything. I'm just grateful to be in Ocean City with, you know, the Spirit. What is the surgery of the Spirit? I'm like blown away, like today, you know. I'm from Vermont. Narcotics Anonymous has taken me up and down the East Coast, you know. Like, who would have thought that? But the best is when I work on the, I sit behind the PR table in a park, and they looked at me like I'm the drunk that passed out on the bench. I was the guy that robbed Walmart. And now they come to me like, hey, I got 3 guys up on the ER. Would you be willing to come up and do a 12-step call? Because our replacement medication isn't working. And I call another guy, and we go up and do that. But I have to tell them I'm only coming as a member and not by a committee of Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. And that builds this reputation. And that's what PR... One other thing real quick is what PR has done for me well is that when you put me on the front lines as PR in my town, I can't go acting a fool down to Walmart, right? I can't go parking in a no parking. I can't go throw my papers on the ground. I can't get out of my car and spit on the ground because people are watching, right? And if you know, and it's really helped my personal recovery. I'm just grateful to be here. Thanks.
Thank you.